Despite all the media attention that hurricanes and tornadoes get, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more people die of heat each year than hurricanes, tornadoes, and other natural disasters combined. This summer, WNYC, along with the Adapt NY News Service and the IC Change Online Weather Journal, is launching the Harlem Heat Project. It's meant to draw attention to urban heat issues and explore ideas for improving the community's resilience to heat waves. For more on the project, I headed out to Harlem yesterday, where I joined WNYC's senior editor for data news, John Keefe, and Pratap Ramamurthy, an assistant professor at City College. I asked Ramamurthy to start off by describing the neighborhood where we were standing.
Well, we are in central Harlem. We're between Frederick Douglass and Adam Clayton Powell. We're around 117th Street, and we're standing in front of a huge pre-war walk-up building. It's a five-story building, mostly built with bricks and concrete. And the reason why we are here today is we want to really understand like how people who live in these neighborhoods actually feel the heat stress or the heat wave.
And the sound we hear in the background is there's a lot of construction going on across the street, by the way. You and your colleague, Brian Van Hull, both specialize in urban heat research. Why is heat so deadly, especially in cities?
Well, one of the main reasons is like the way we conceive a city is we have replaced a lot of these vegetation or plants and trees with built materials like concrete, asphalt, and steel. These materials have a huge capacity to store and release heat, and they simply don't cool off, just like your natural surfaces. So people who actually live in the cities are much, much more vulnerable to heat stress because of this urban heat island effect.
So John, let's talk a little bit about these sensors you've made specifically for this project. What do they look like and how do they work?
Well, it's a little piece of electronics that we got at a hobby electronics website. It's about the size of my thumb, and it's got a little, what looks like a cell phone battery attached to it. And
almost looks like a Lego with a circuit board on it or something.
Yeah, it's about the size of a couple of Legos together. And basically what it does is it wakes up every 20 minutes and checks the temperature and the humidity wherever it is, and then writes that data onto a little SD card. It's a little memory card like you might have in a camera, along with the time of the measurement. And then it goes back to sleep for about 20 more minutes and then wakes up.
So we'll be picking up a lot of data. How many of these sensors are you going to be deploying?
So initially we're starting with 15. And depending on how that goes for the first trial period, we may do many more. There's some talk of maybe doing as many as 50 or 60.
And how exactly are you going to get these sensors into people's apartments?
We're working with a community group in this neighborhood called WEACT, and they are going to actually bring these sensors into people's apartments, show them how they work, and then also come back and get the data off of them once or twice a week, and also check in with the residents who are in the apartment.
Now, Professor Ramamurthy, environmental researchers like you have done a lot of work in the urban heat island effect. What's special about this project? Is it going to tell you more information that the public health community doesn't already know?
Well, one of the ways like people quantify heat is just having sensors outside the, you know, in to measure the ambient conditions. But the really great thing about this project is we're actually going to measure how people actually inherently feel these heat waves. And I think that's a very special thing about this project.
Throughout the summer, you'll be collecting this data. WNYC and its partners will be telling stories on the air and on their websites. And then what? Are there ways to mitigate the heat island effect?
Of course. I mean, there are ways, like, for example, the New York City is already undertaking things like the Million Tree Initiative and also the Cool Roofs Initiative, where you increase the number of reflective surfaces in the city. And so once we identify the communities that are vulnerable, then we can instate some of these policies in order to mitigate these circumstances.
Pratap Ramamurthy is an assistant professor of mechanical engineering at City College, and John Keefe is WNYC's senior editor for data news. Thanks. It sounds very interesting. Can't wait to hear what you find.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
New York Public Radio's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. More information at rockefellerfoundation.org.